After spending 13 years as head coach of the Hobbs High School basketball program and winning 5 state championships, Russ Gilmore is stepping down. In a letter to Superintendent T.J. Parks dated May 24th, Gilmore stated he's resigning his duties as coach of the Hobbs basketball team. Why? He's been thinking about leaving the job for the last couple 3 years, especially after Hobbs' last state championship in 2008.
I'm looking at a situation where I'm thinking, you know, there's just not a whole lot else I can accomplish here. And, you know, but I just had such a burning drive and desire to still coach. I just wasn't ready to give it up yet.
Gilmore said this last season with Hobbs, one in which the Eagles failed to win the district championship or certainly advance deeper into the state championship tournament, was a particularly rough ride.
The job here is really one tough, tough job. And, you know, I don't think people realize just really how hard it is until you step into the shoes of this job. And just the course over 13 years, it's wore me out.
However, Gilmore says he's not ruling out the possibility of going and coaching basketball somewhere else.
I still have a burning desire to coach. I just don't have one here.
Gilmore said he will be looking for coaching jobs, but if that doesn't work out, he does have an opportunity to stay in Hobbs as a teacher and to enjoy spending more time with his family. Gilmore's resignation comes less than 2 weeks after some TV and radio stations reported incorrectly that Gilmore had resigned after closed-door personnel discussions with Hobbs school administrators. Gilmore's letter to Parks, dated May 24th, listing his address as 911 West Silver Street in Hobbs, states, quote, "In accord with our discussions concerning my coaching position of the Hobbs basketball team for the upcoming year, I have discussed my plans and concerns of the basketball program and the problems that have been generated by persons having no coaching experience with my family and friends. As a result of such discussions, I have reached the decision to resign my duties as the coach of the Hobbs basketball team," end quote. School officials have declined to talk about those discussions, citing personnel privilege. When asked about the reports of his resignation earlier this month, Gilmore said he couldn't talk about it on advice from legal counsel. Following a disappointing season for the Eagles, there was some unrest in the boys' program with one of the assistant coaches, Shelby Reeves, leaving his position. The criticisms, problems, and pressures apparently took their toll on Gilmore.
It's a tough, tough job, and I just didn't feel I had enough in me to continue to pursue in this job the way you need to pursue it to be success with what the expectations are as a Hobbs Eagle.
Although Gilmore praises and appreciates the fans, Hobbs' famed sixth man, he says it's a double-edged sword.
What makes the job so good is what also makes it so tough. I mean, the expectations are so big that I think that sometimes it pressures the kids up to play better. At the same time, I think it hurts them to a certain degree. And there's no better fans than the Hobbs Eagles, you know, the sixth man, and I appreciate the support that they give me through the year. But I think there's coming a point where I think Hobbs needs to take a step back and look and get realistic with things. It's just not the same as what it used to be.
Got a killer recipe you want to share for a good cause? Write it down and turn it in pronto, because the deadline is this Saturday to contribute to a cookbook that will help feed the hungry and the homeless locally. The Lee County Correctional Facility is having a cookbook called Friends and Family Favorites, published and available by mid-June. All proceeds will go to Salvation Army of Lee County Food Bank. The cookbook is the brainchild of Hobbs Prison employee Pat Thays, who helped organize a book of recipes for a California church. Thays says she approached Nancy Maldonado, her former kitchen supervisor at LCCF, about the project.
And we had talked about a lot of recipes and doing different things. So I said to her, I got Warden Janica's permission. I said, we can do a cookbook. I said, are you on board with me? And she said, I sure am. So the two of us are fired up.
Maldonado knows Manuela Carrillo, the food bank manager, who gave a big thumbs up after being asked to come aboard.
This was her idea. I'm real thrilled. I mean, you don't even know. We need the help. So I think it's going to be a good thing. I'm hoping.
Cookbook organizers hope to include more than 300 recipes. They say anyone can share a favorite dish, secret, or treasured family recipe.
If they have, you know, a recipe from grandma that they want to share, or their mom and they're deceased, we're going to put it in the book that they will be in memory of. That means a lot to a lot of people.
Recipe forms with instructions and advance order requests are available at the Lee County Correctional Facility lobby, Salvation Army Food Bank, Forest Tire, St. Helena Bob Moran Parish Center, and Alley Oop Hair Studios, all in Hobbs. For your convenience, recipes can be scanned and emailed. To get more information, call the prison or the food bank. The numbers are 392-4055 or 393-9580.